Welcome back to Fred Nats on Deck. I'm Jack Smith, joined by reliever Adam Bluebaum, one of the best pitchers in the Carolina League all year. In fact, nobody with a zero ERA has thrown more innings than you, Adam. So I think I would just start by saying, how are you feeling? I have to imagine this is a pretty enjoyable start to the year for you.
Yeah, it's been a good year. I think just showing up every day, trying to just do the right things, play the numbers game, and just let everything play out. I'm not trying to be perfect. I'm just trying to go get the next guy, but it's been good.
Obviously, you're a guy that's pretty focused on everything. Worked a drive line in the past, clearly looking at some of the peripheral stuff. What, as an analytical guy, would you attribute your success to this season?
Yeah, I would say it's as simple as just putting quality pitches in the zone. I've really tried to just go right at people, you know, just set it up middle and rip. And I think just mixing up the pitches, throwing good stuff in there, and just trusting it.
Where do you feel like your confidence in your stuff comes from?
I think just the work I've done over the past year, I think there was a very large foundation laid this offseason that I'm just now starting to see kind of the fruits of. So it's hard to not feel confident when you've showed up for the past, you know, 8-9 months and done the work.
For those that maybe don't understand what goes on at a place like Driveline or what pitchers do over the offseason, because they only see you when you show up on the baseball field, you know, in the coming fall, what was that foundation that you laid this offseason?
Yeah, I think everywhere from just like attacking minute details and like how you move all the way up to just like training hard. Showing up and like training hard every day is very difficult. It's easy to do it once, but just taking quality training from people I trust and like really training hard, I think that buys a lot of like respect for yourself when you do that, and it's like, okay, I can do this. Showing up and throwing, you know, 2 to 4 innings a week is not too stressful.
I'd love for this to be a spot where you can dive into the weeds a little bit. Can you take us through one maybe minute detail that you focused on?
Yeah, if I had to pick one, I would say I was introduced to a new constraint. If you see me out here in pregame using it, I use this like rubber wedge that I put my heel under. Really just trying to like drop the pelvis like more vertically, rotate better. So we hammered that kind of all offseason, throwing with that block, kind of just like brushing my teeth every day, just like throwing with it, blending that feel, being able to drop the pelvis, rotate well. And just like letting the throw be what it is, not trying to throw, just like letting the throw be what it is.
And I think obviously you must not be super satisfied with just the success you've had this year. I know you're probably focused on other things. So what are some things under the hood from this season that you're still trying to emphasize going forward to make sure the success, you know, stays coming for you this season?
Yeah, I think there's not too many large changes. Obviously you have like micro adjustments throughout the year. I think continue to just hammer the strike zone, continue to put quality pitches in the zone. Lordy and I talked about it during our like 6-week check-in of like, okay, like we're throwing him in the zone. Now it's like how high quality of, okay, the slider middle, can we now throw that slider low? It's still a great 0-0 pitch, but, you know, almost like taking the steps to prepare to face these higher level hitters whenever you get the opportunity to face them.
You've held a lot of roles, not only for the Fred Nats, but just kind of in your baseball career, college and the pros. Yesterday, you got a chance to save the game, and now you're tied for the Carolina League with 3 saves. What do you like about the 9th inning, and maybe how's it a little different than things you've done in the past?
Yeah, I just like playing meaningful baseball. I think when the game is on the line, you get the best out of yourself. I'm always someone that wants to be task-oriented of like, okay, I need to go out and get outs. And when that means a lot, not that throwing in the 6th or the 5th inning or starting doesn't mean anything, but when like the eyes are on you and the game is held in your hand, I think I get the best out of myself, and that's really, really fun.
And did you feel that in the 1-run 9th inning game yesterday?
Absolutely, yeah. You come in, you're locked in. It's I got to do this for all my teammates. The guys have played, you know, 8.5 great innings, and now, like, I, with my defense and my catcher and my coaching, I got to go out there and I got to get 3 outs.
As someone that's keyed into kind of all aspects of pitching, are there any lefties that you like to watch or study, not to fully model your game after, but just to learn from?
Yeah, I grew up really liking Clayton Kershaw. Lately, Sale and Crochet are really good. I'm not trying to emulate or be anyone, but I'm always a fan of elite athletes in general, and just watching some of the things these guys do with baseballs, it's unbelievable. So just getting to watch that is really cool.
If you had a tip for maybe a kid or someone younger that's trying to get to where you are, even if they're a couple years away, where should they start? I don't know where you started, but where should they start?
Yeah, I would say simply, just throw more. Throw different things. Throw footballs, throw softballs, throw javelins, throw med balls, throw fastballs, throw all different pitches to all different areas. Throw the ball far, throw the ball high. Just throw more. I think throwing's a really beautiful thing that when you get really good out of it and you can express that skill, like, it can do a lot for you.
Obviously, you're throwing the ball well. What's the next step for you as we kind of wrap things up?
Honestly, I think just continuing to do it. I think this game of baseball, like, over the course of the season, it's a war against attrition, and you know, if you can maintain or even get better, it's really awesome. And just trying to outlast everyone else. That, like, okay, can you show up and have a good week, a good month, a good 3 months, a good half, and then a good year, and then a good career.
That's FredNat reliever Adam Bluebaum. Adam, thanks for the time.
Absolutely, thank you.